Well, folks, once upon a midnight dreary, America never was America to me. And among the men and women, the multitude I perceive one picking me out by secret and divine signs, anger as black as a hook overtakes me. And perhaps at the end of all this, we'll know why the caged bird sings. Some poetry there of Poe, Langston Hughes, Walt Whitman, Anne Sexton, and a little Maya Angelou there at the end, which just might give you a feel for the intensity of an argument now going on in the poetry world right now. It's all over the publication of the Penguin Anthology of 20th Century American Poetry. It's a 600-page volume, but the volumes of vitriol this poetry book has already produced says a lot about the state of academic literature and the small poetry world right now. The Penguin Anthology was edited by poet Rita Dove. It got a scathing, dismissive review from literary powerhouse Helen Vendler at Harvard. Dove struck back with a point-by-point refutation, calling Vendler's review cheap dirt and slanderous slime. This is not about penguins or even so much about poetry at this point. It is about race, though. Rita Dove is a black, Helen Vendler is white, and while this bitter argument has hints of a possibly familiar diversity versus quality dispute concerning what poems actually belong in Penguin's book, it's a real earthquake in the poetry world. And here to help us understand what's going on is Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor of books at Essence and a regular contributor to The Takeaway. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
So, Patrick, let's begin by noting that both of these women are incredibly celebrated poets and critics in their own right. Describe a little bit.
Well, the New York Review of Books is a publication that I greatly respect. I mean, it's read by 135,000 people. It's august and cerebral, and you can't find finer literary criticism than you could find in the New York Review of Books. It is the go-to place for academics and scholars and lovers of great literature. And Rita Dove, in addition to being our poet laureate, is a Pulitzer Prize winner for Thomas and Beulah, and is quite an esoteric writer who combines both the traditional and modernism, along with what some would call like postmodernist touchings to her writings,
and
which
edited
is exceptional.
The book. She edited the book.
She was chosen to edit the book. A look back at the past century, 10 years out, a decade out. So, I have to say that I know Rita Dove, and she discussed the anthology with me 3 years ago, and I asked her what was her goal, and she said, "I'm not looking for poets. I'm looking for poems, memorable poems that would capture the American narrative in the past century," which is something that Vendler, it seems, this sort of escaped Vendler.
Well, let's get Vendler's resume down first. Is
Vendler, Harvard professor. Noted scholar of sonnets, especially Wallace Stevens, and Vendler really holds up. You know, there was since 1919. There's been the Yale Series for Poets, the Yale Series Award for Poets, and it seems that Vendler is It's noted that she's very much a part of that school, and many of the poets that she champions are from that school: Wallace Stevens, Marianne Moore, Carl Phillips. And what you will find with the Yale Series of Poets since 1919 is a lack of diversity. So, you know, growing up in North Carolina and reading the Norton Anthology, and you know, each year when we would get these Norton Anthologies of literature, I would be hard pressed to find myself. You know, so
is that Vendler's criticism?
No. What I'm saying is that anthologies in the past century,
right.
When I would pick them up, I would not find myself.
So what's Vendler's criticism?
Is who she feels Rita Dove has left out of her anthology. And Rita Dove has practically packed everyone in. I mean, she has 175 poems by poets in the collection. And what Vendler's, what her umbrage is that she's given short shrift to people like Wallace Stevens, who is noted in so many of the anthologies that we've seen in the past century. And what Rita Dove was trying to do essentially was to make room for some of the poems, especially in the last 40 years of the past century, that people like Vendler have dismissed or overlooked. And Vendler does that again in her review, which I have to say, in terms of literary feuds, this is almost like someone going at someone with a paper knife.
Because give me a sense of the tone that you think is out of scale.
I find Vendler's critique quite dismissive, and it's also sloppy in that she focuses more on Rita Dove's essay, three-fourths of Bindler's Review is all about her essay, and it's not about the poems and what she does. And critiquing Rita Dove for what she appears to suggest is an agenda about diversity.
She also says that poems are too short, that they're not serious work.
That's according to her, that they're not serious, but there would be some people who would
What does Dove say in response?
Well, Dove's response is essentially that you've mischaracterized my intent. And so she breaks down, in about six key parts, Bindler's Review. And there's nothing new here in terms of a literary feud. We remember Lillian Hellman and Mary McCarthy's famous feud over Mary McCarthy saying that every word that she called her a bad writer first. It said every word she writes is a lie, including and famously in the New York Review of Books, Renata Adler took down Pauline Kael in an 8,000 vivisection about Pauline Kael's reviews for the New Yorker.
It's very entertaining, and this is something the New York Review of Books likes to do, for sure. But give us a sense of what Rita Dove is introducing us to in terms of poets that we might not have seen in a Bindler anthology.
This is critical, John, because Bindler refuses to name those poets. And I wish that she had focused on these new poets and to critique their poems to tell us why they're not acceptable. Can I finish? To people like Elizabeth Alexander, go through her poem and critique it. You are an expert on poetry. Give us the names. Don't take these poets and siphon them into just one generic group. She at the very end of her review, Bindler breaks things down in almost into quotas, like five Hispanics, three African Americans. So it's like she's playing a quota game, which is quite unfair hard work that Rita Dove
totally
has
understood.
Done.
But to the listener who's likely to maybe either want to investigate this anthology or not, who did Rita Dove put in this anthology that is recognizable to you as somebody who needed to be included?
Well, I think that I'm a Randall Jarrell scholarship recipient for my college. So I'm a traditionalist and I'm also a modernist. So I'm quite comfortable with the poets that she selected in the anthology. I like the work of Elizabeth Alexander, and I like the work of many of the poets from Kabe Kana, which is an African American poetry based organization. We've had two National Book Award winners back to back, Terrence Hayes and Nikki Finney, who are African American and are great poets who very much have captured and galvanized younger readers and readers of all ages.
And these names and links will be on our website at takeaway.org. Is there a serious criticism, though, with Ginsberg and Sylvia Plath not being in there?
John, the challenge is that what Rita Dove was doing was going back and looking at the poems that resonated with her, the poet laureate. These are poems that resonated with her. It was her choice to include the poets that she felt that their poems resonated. Sylvia Plath is not unknown. I mean, we know Sylvia Plath's poetry. And when you go through
Sylvia... It's not unknown.
It's not unknown. I mean, it's quite known. And when you go through Sylvia Plath's poetry, some of Sylvia Plath's poetry was overrated. And I think what Rita Dove is saying is, let's take another look. If we're going to look back at the 20th century from the 22nd century, these are the poems I felt mattered as the editor of this anthology. And she was holding herself up, not to the Academy, but holding herself up as a reflection of herself as a poet.
Very quickly, is this dispute likely to increase interest in this anthology?
What I think is great about this critique is it's going to bring attention to the New York Review of Books, and it's also going to bring attention to Rita Dove's anthology.
Bindler versus Dove on the Penguin Anthology of 20th Century American Poetry. Patrick Henry Bass, Senior Editor of Books at Essence and a regular contributor to The Takeaway. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
You can weigh in on that. I encourage you to go read both Bindler's review and Dove's response, and then go back and take a look at the anthology. Weigh in, choose a side, because it's an amazing dispute, and you can let us know which woman you think is correct in which poems should be included. We want you to weigh in on that or anything else that you've heard on the show. You can do that at 877 at MyTake or at thetakeaway.org. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.